Williamsport Symphony. Williamsport is a long way away. The Williamsport Symphony, and Jesse's, I'm sure, laughing. Because I said, I know I'll say Williamsburg tonight at some point. And I did, but I know I'm in Williamsport. The Williamsport Symphony from right here in the area Tuesday night. They'll be right here, so you can come check them out, right? So come support. You know, a lot of people who, anybody who's in my work, I think, probably started through community theaters, community arts programs of some kind. And there are a lot of areas in the country where there's not a vibrant or not a successful community arts program, and that's a shame. And like I said, you're very fortunate to have this group here. Support the arts in your community as much as you can, because with the exception of people like, you know, maybe Paris Hilton or Britney Spears, I think most celebrities started out in some sort of community theater program. Two amazing organizations, but I've worked with others. One, in 2003, I had the good fortune to help start an organization called the Buble Lincoln Foundation, which helps fund programs and support programs that include kids with disabilities into programs with kids without disabilities. We've had a lot of success over the past few years, including kids with disabilities into summer camps, after-school programs, sports programs, extracurricular activities where kids with disabilities are typically not able to participate, things that kids with disabilities are not typically able to participate in. In addition to those summer camp programs, we give grants out to organizations who do include individuals with disabilities or do something to promote the cause. And actually, in a few days, I'll head to a school here in Pennsylvania where third graders wrote a book about their classmate, Michaela, our friend Michaela, which you can find out information on at the website www.BubleAiken, that's B-U-B-E-L, Aiken, spell it yourself, please, hope you know, .org, BubleAiken.org, you can find out about my friend Michaela, which I said, like I said, was written by third graders from right here in Pennsylvania, and you can find out about ways that you could be involved. We've had all the success we've had has been based on the support from you guys, and so we're really appreciative. I've also had the opportunity over the past 2 years to work with an organization that I didn't really know much about until I started working with them in 2004, UNICEF. It's the largest children's organization in the world. And they are the first on the ground. They're not just the largest, but they're, in my opinion, the most effective children's humanitarian organization in the world. They're on the ground in 156 countries all across the globe. And they're the first on the ground when a natural disaster strikes, like in Indonesia, which I witnessed in 2004, or a war-torn area like northern Uganda, where I visited in 2005. They're the first on the ground to be there to provide medical supplies, nutritional supplies, food, water, medication, education, anything that that helps women and children throughout the world be safe. UNICEF is there to provide it. So you can find more information out about UNICEF at unicefusa.org. And I'm not just talking about this to get you to donate. I do think it'd be a great idea. And I mentioned those two organizations because I've worked with them, but there are thousands of charitable organizations in this area, in this state, in this region, in your country, and all around the world that do an amazing amount of good work, whether it be for children or for disabilities. Maybe it's for individuals affected by a medical condition, or maybe it's a literacy organization. Something out there is going to strike a fancy with you, and it's going to be something that you're passionate about. And this year, during the holiday season, I encourage anybody, as you're going out and buying gifts for people, that you remember that there are obviously many others less fortunate than we are, and there are plenty of organizations that would definitely benefit from a donation. financial or volunteer-wise from you. So keep that in mind. And now I'll step off of my soapbox. I promise I won't preach anymore. But do that if you can this year. The other thing that I will be a little bit soapboxy on is the next song we're about to do. We sing it every year. And I'm going to ask Gary to go ahead and strike up the band. And I'll talk over this. We do this song every year right there at the end of the show, because it is, we've got a great message as you leave this place tonight. We thank you for being here. But as you leave, remember about the love and the spirit of the season that you're celebrating here in December. And remember that come January, people tend to lose sight of all the hope and possibilities. So our challenge for you in 2007 is not to just keep that love, but to share it.
Don't get so busy that you miss, give just a little kiss to the ones you love. And don't even wait a little while, give just a little smile.
If you give up.